I mentioned this a couple of cases now in the past 24 hours of people actually using their mobile phone to film others doing the wrong thing. A woman has been followed, harassed, and attacked for trying to do the right thing. Happened a week ago today. I want to try to help to find those responsible. 1-800-333-000 Crime Stoppers. Sally Noble, good morning.
Oh, hello, Neil. How are you doing?
I'm okay. Now, what happened?
I was just having a walk in my local neighbourhood, as I sort of do often after work. And, I was just... I'd entered into the Darabin Creek area, which is sort of near my house, and was nearly taken out by a collection of mini bike and trail bike riders who sort of have started taking over that area.
Yeah.
With little regard for bike riders or pedestrians, as they sort of use the path and fly around at high speed. And I found myself calling the police after I sort of after they returned and almost did the same thing, and sort of I had to sort of jump the path and to avoid
them. So they've nearly knocked you over, have they?
No, nearly knocked me over. They saw me on the path. There was, it's a very, open area. And so I called the Reservoir Police Station to report the riders and the fact that they were, on the path and were being dangerous. And
yeah.
I was able to give a brief description of two on mini bikes to the police officer and just continued walking, and at which point one of the trail bikes appeared, and I had my phone in my hand because I'd only just finished making the call to the Reservoir Police Station.
Yeah, so you filmed
and I
them.
Thought, pardon?
You filmed them?
Well, I got it out to take a photo because obviously with the officer asking for a description, when a bike is flying past your ability to take up any knowledge is fairly limited. So I thought I'd take a photo, and I lifted my phone up to take a photo, and they obviously saw me, and I quickly put my phone away, and they came straight up to me on their trail bike. There was two on the trail bike, and they then demanded that I hand over my phone. I said no.
Were they circling you as well?
They circled me. So at that point, they proceeded to circle me with their trail bike, and then they were backing it up and riding it into me. So I was having to jump out of the way screaming to try and avoid being hit. I seriously feared for my safety at that point because they were...
But you were sort of rescued by somebody, weren't you?
Yeah, luckily a cyclist appeared from the same direction the trail bike had, and I screamed for help, and he came over, and the trail bike rider and their passenger left. But I think because of the state that I was in, I didn't really make a very clear judgment, and he asked if I was okay and if I had far to go, and I stupidly said that I was fine and I'd just be ringing the police again.
Yeah.
So he then left me, and I called Reservoir Police in a quite a hysterical state and to report it again. And she asked me to stay on the line, and at that point they reappeared.
They reappeared? What did they do then?
I heard him, as they approached me, I was sort of slightly obscured by a bush on the path, and I'd actually hoped they hadn't seen me, and I just heard, get her.
Oh.
And at that point I took off on foot, and I was on the phone to the police. I had the phone to my ear, and the passenger got off the bike and chased me on foot up the street. I'd exit out of the reserve area at that point and chased me up the street and jumped on me and grabbed my phone.
Did they run off? They took off with the phone?
They took off with my phone, and he got back on the bike, and they,
Well, police want to talk to the cyclist who intervened initially, or anybody else who's seen.
Yeah, well,
the
there was a cyclist on, obviously the guy that assisted me. He, helped me, and there was also I crossed paths with a gentleman that I've seen quite often on the path, who walks with an Alsatian dog who's got glasses. He saw me very soon after the incident.
So if anybody can help, 1-800-333-000. What do you think, Sally, about, would you do it again? Would you film them again or try and photograph them again? Or do you think
I don't think I would, Neil. I guess, I didn't think about the consequences of that. And I guess when you're dealing with people who have little regard for the public in just their general behaviour by, riding bikes like that, I guess just, in hindsight, was probably stupid, you know, because I guess I drew them over to me by, that's how I sort of feel a bit, that I drew them over to me by attempting to do that. Yeah. But I guess in the same instance, they've taken over that that
tough
area, and they're terrorizing people, and they're gonna kill somebody because they're not.
And they're thugs too, Sally. That don't avoid that. Look, thank you for talking to us. All the best. Hope you're okay. If anybody can help, 1-800-333-000. Talking Melbourne.